K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Queen B, Under the Tree, Lucky 3, Podcast 73. That is our bingo call for this week.
Is that really the whole thing?
That is it. Queen B, Under the Tree, Lucky 3.
Couldn't you just say Queen B 73?
Do we try and find new calls? I don't know.
You're a bit off the bingo call.
Well, the justification is...
Would you say the numbers up?
No.
For the bingo call?
No, I don't know. Well, we can workshop it.
Yeah, we'll workshop.
Oh, you know what I forgot to bring in?
What?
Scales.
Oh.
Originally, we were talking about you having a weigh-in because people are loving hearing about your weight loss journey.
Damn it. No.
Can you just tell us how it's been going?
Please, no.
How's the weight loss going?
I reckon I'm touching the 100 again. I reckon I'm about 99. I need to...
No, that's all right, because you gave yourself a buffer when you dropped down to like 95.
So you
were prepared to go to 100.
106, I dropped down to 91. And then I said 97 is probably, like, I'm allowed to blow back out to 97.
Yep, so you just...
That would have been a lot of water weight.
Got to start to rein it back in now.
Progressively just, and Christmas is coming up.
Oh, danger time.
So I need to really hop back on that.
Okay.
Gyms are open now, so.
Podcast listeners, I assure you, I'll keep Ben accountable by bringing Scales into the studio next week.
Yeah, and to be fair, if you've heard the show before, you know that he does call me out on my weight, and it's even worse off air. So don't feel like I'm not copping it.
Hey, look, we've got a big podcast to get through. Very soon, I want to talk about rough landings on a plane. One Alaskan airline came in to land with a couple of passengers on board, only six, and what they hit was something remarkable. It wasn't turbulence.
Yes, and down in Victoria, in Australia, we are coming out of lockdown slowly but surely, and there's probably one family member we haven't been checking on. I want to tell you about it in this podcast.
All right, enjoy, guys. It is sort of nice to know that flights are starting to resume. I think I saw
something. Oh, Europe till 2023. Didn't I see that?
No, surely not. We're taking international passengers real soon, I think.
Yeah, to like New Zealand.
Oh.
Is that international?
Wow, I don't know. You tell me.
That's next door.
Where's Papua New Guinea? That's part of Australia, isn't it? Oh, jeez.
Jeepers.
Alaskan Airlines Flight 66. They were flying. They had six passengers on board. Now, it wasn't at full capacity, but there are a few people sitting on the plane.
See, that makes me think that people are still trying to watch people do it. Because, like, planes haven't flown for a long time.
Yeah.
I'd be nervous. I'd be like... Let's just let a couple of flights go by.
Well, these passengers, they were fine until they came in for landing and a captain in the cockpit saw two bears on the runway.
Oh, my God.
In Alaska. And they thought, oh, geez, this isn't too good. The nose gear apparently missed the bears as they were coming in to land. But then the captain felt the impact on the left side after the bears passed under the plane.
Oh, no.
Bang.
It hit the bear.
The bear hit the plane. The plane didn't hit the bear.
Oh, wow. The plane, who was there first is what I'll ask.
I'll say the plane was always going to land on the runway.
I can just imagine you as well. That would happen. Because we flew in, remember that time? I mean, we flew a bit, but we flew into Sydney once for... some event. And as we came in, it was Queensland because it was that telethon thing.
No, wasn't it Adelaide?
No,
back
it was,
and forth?
Nah, Brisbane.
Okay.
And then we flew in with our landscaper.
Oh.
And you bumped me and said, thanks, cowboy. Like the landing was so bad. And I can imagine you, the pilot hit a bear.
Boom.
Like, oh, didn't buy tickets to a rodeo.
Should see the damage.
I don't know. We're not supporting the... That carnage, I'm imagining.
You should see the damage that's happened to the actual engine on the left-hand side of the wing.
What about the...
Well, no, there's obviously no photos of the bears.
Yeah, but like...
Airport maintenance and operation crew removed the bear and made sure that it was taken to a proper
place. Is the bear okay?
Wow. Do you want to know the answer to that? What do you think, mate? There were two bears.
Oh, I've just seen
And you've got... You've got a Boeing 737 coming in for landing. You reckon a bear's going to survive?
That poor bear.
That poor bear.
That poor bear.
That poor engine. Look, we can just be thankful all six passengers on board are okay.
No one was injured.
Well, yes, there was.
Oh, yeah.
It was a massive injury.
The Bears didn't make it to the terminal to get their baggage.
Oh, my God. COVID-19. Jeez, I thought we were done with it.
No,
it
why?
It seems to just be bobbling its head.
Yeah. Just treading water, you would say.
Treading water,
is it about to attack? Let's hope not. Let's all just do the right thing.
Speaking of attacks, one family member that we need to check in on is the
Ada Nicodemu.
Family dog. Stop mentioning Home and Away cast. Someone's been to Paco Festa.
Very good. What were the boys, the bad boys, called again?
Oh, the River Boys.
The River Boys. You went to Paco Festa.
Oh, very good. No, well done. Pet owners working from home during the coronavirus could be fueling a spike in dog attacks, according to the RSPCA, because our stress gets into the dogs.
Oh, you're kidding.
Now, what I thought when I first read this was that the attacks were behind the frustration in dogs. Because I think about my dog and, like, rarely gets walked.
Yeah.
But when I was home in lockdown, was getting walked every day.
Yeah.
Now I'm back at work, rarely getting walked. Must be going, like,
what is going on here? So are they saying if you are stressed when you're working from home, your dog is becoming stressed?
So your dog can feel your emotions.
And the dog is more likely to attack you or someone else?
Well, just attack. Like, attack.
That is brilliant.
So, saying that the pet attacks have jumped 16% during COVID. Watch out.
I don't know if this is me being naive, but I don't see dogs as vicious. Like, I don't see a golden retriever attacking a human being.
Well, I kind of feel bad because, like, sometimes when, like, I play with my dog, I kind of, like, give him... It's very much play fighting.
Oh, tongue
very
in cheek.
Stressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just give him a little, like, a tap on the jaw, and he's like, he bites me. But when he knows it's playing, because he doesn't bite me to the point where he's like ripping skin or anything, he just gives it a little gnaw.
I still believe.
Maybe I shouldn't do that he's stressed out.
I still believe dogs couldn't hurt.
What are you talking about?
Dogs are so cute.
Oh, my God. Someone bring the man a Rottweiler.
A Labrador? Imagine a Labrador. A Labrador is not chomping on your thigh.
No, but it'd lick you to death, you know?
Absolutely it's so it cute. Would.
Look, this morning I thought it'd be a bit of fun for me, I guess. It's a bit of self-indulgence here, that we could run an expert quiz. The premise of this is that we bring topics to the table and ask Geelong and the Surf Coast, if you're an expert in this field, if you back yourself to know everything about it, then call in and we'll put you up against Andy, who has some general knowledge in a lot of areas, but would not be an expert anywhere.
Hey, the reason you want to do cricket is because you're playing cricket today for the first time in a year?
It links back into, obviously, today being a very special day in the calendar, but the COVID norms are down and we can sort of play a game of cricket. So what I've got, we are going with cricket. So, I mean, we'll kick it off with this.
All right.
Andy and Ben, expert quiz. That's not bad.
All right, on 5223-2955, we've got Alex in Whittington. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, good.
That's the way.
Fantastic.
Do you fancy yourself as a cricket goer?
I enjoy watching it.
Okay, good.
That's probably all you need, Alex. You're already in front of Andy.
I don't watch it because I don't enjoy watching it.
Now, what we're going to do here is it's a best of three. So if you can get two out of three, that's obviously how math works.
Yep.
Then you'll win the game. Alex, I don't think Andy will get any right. So even if you want to let him buzz first, I don't think... But no, we're going to do...
Do you just want me to tell you my wheelhouse of cricket?
What do you got?
It was the Ricky Ponting guy with the dreadies, Andrew Simons. Matty Hayden, that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, so
anything 90s, I'm a chance.
All right, we're going to go names as your buzzers. So Andy, let's test yours.
Andy.
That works. Alex, let's test your buzzer.
Alex.
Yep, strong. Very strong.
Good.
All right, let's start things off. Okay. Nice and easy one. Just
nice easy one. You might be worried.
What do you say? Just get your eye in.
Get your eye
in with this one. All right, gents, can you tell me, who is the current captain of Australia?
Alex.
Alex.
It is...
Oh, no. You're an expert.
Can we buzz him out?
Oh, no. Who is it?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Surely we buzz him out.
Yeah, buzz me out.
Andy, anything. Your face went blank.
Yeah. It's, oh, look, I'm thinking,
that was the free hit, gents.
Yeah. Warner? Is it Warner?
No, it's not David.
No, Warner. It's Payne. Is
Tim
it Payne?
Payne. Tim it is Payne. Tim Payne.
No!
Oh,
why
you actually.
Did I say Warner? Oh,
look, actually, I had the wicketkeeper in my head.
Oh, yeah. I would have accepted the wicketkeeper. Oh, all right.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, I thought that was the free hit. They're getting harder. All right. Can you name five ways to be dismissed in cricket?
Andy.
Alex.
Oh, a bit slow there, Alex.
Okay.
You got, hang on. This is, oh, no.
Five ways.
Yeah, right. Go.
You can be bowled.
Yeah.
You can be stumped.
Yeah.
You can be caught.
Yes.
You can be caught behind.
Yeah.
And LBW.
Jeez, he's done it.
Oh!
All right.
Sorry, Alex. Bit slow on that
one. Caught behind? What? Yeah, that's two times. You said caught and caught behind.
Yeah, caught behind by the keeper and then caught by someone.
Yeah, what about run out?
Well, I only needed five. Yeah.
They are listed as two different dismissals.
Oh.
All right, here we go. We've got 1-0. Andy, you get this right, you win the actual quiz.
I can taste victory.
Come on, Alex, you need a lift.
I can taste victory.
All right. Who does Australia play in the upcoming series in the summer?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, Alex.
What do you got, Alex?
India.
Yes, it is. Come on. We're back.
Okay, so this is the decider.
They're game on.
All right, okay.
All right.
I'm nervous.
Name the Western Australian Big Bash team. This is the expert. Name a Big Bash team.
Oh, Alex.
What do you got for us, Alex?
The Renegades.
Yes, it is!
I tell you what.
You could have asked me anything from, like, probably the, like, teens.
Alex,
like,
just give us a cricket stat. Give us something you know about cricket.
I know Matthew Hayden has the highest runs for Australia of all time.
We'll take that.
Yep,
it's impressive.
That's an expert.
Benny, I think it's easy to say, I want a dog or I want a cat.
Yep, you just did it.
Well, yeah, you do it, but you don't actually realise how expensive animals are.
Yeah, you've got to buy their food every week. There might be vaccinations. You might have to take them to the vet if there's an accident. Food, toys, bedding.
Chatting to a mutual friend and their dog got stung by a bee.
Oh.
And they said if we didn't have pet insurance, we would have been up for about $8,000.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what's stung by a bee? Anyway, that's a story for
a different
time.
A bit of dental work done for my dog.
Dental work?
It cost me a
bloody They got to go to the dentist as well.
It cost me an arm and a leg. Well, it's not. They don't go to the dentist. They go to the vet.
Oh,
the vet does it.
Yeah, of course.
Take
yeah.
them to the dentist.
I don't know. Is there
I got dental work done.
Wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, pigeons. I didn't realise, but pigeons are actually quite expensive.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
And if you've got a racing pigeon, are crazy expensive. A champion racing pigeon called New Kim, 2 years old, just sold at auction for $1.9 million.
Oh, my God. How much money's in pigeon racing?
I didn't even know pigeon racing was a thing.
No, I knew it was a thing. They usually do it. The only reason I know that is because I'm pretty sure.
You're betting on pigeon racing.
No, yeah, late at night on a Sunday morning.
Oh, where are they? Over in China. Let's bet on that.
Yeah, well, look, they've got a heartbeat.
But how do you race pigeons?
So I'm pretty sure, like, you've got a start and a finish point, obviously, as a race would.
Yep.
And then they're trained to fly a specific route.
But how do you get them to come back?
Well, you train them.
That is unbelievable to train a bird.
Well, that because they used to do it on like the Sydney Test, the cricket. So they used to like
pigeon racing.
Yeah, so for the Glenn McGrath Foundation, I'm pretty sure they called the birds different names and.
Jeez,
that's the only reason I know about it. But like, to buy a bird for $1 million.
$1.9 million. It was purchased by a Chinese investor, and he bought one last year back in March for $1.4 million. Which is what are you doing? That is a lot of money.
For a pigeon.
For a pigeon.
$1 million. Hang on. Let's just say that again. $1 million for a pigeon.
1.9 mil for New Kim, the two-year-old pigeon. And last year spent 1.4. I'm just thinking, what happens if the training wasn't up to scratch?
You let it go. All right. Go, New Kim. Go, New Kim.
Go.
Where is he?
Jeez, this is a long time. This is not a new record.
Yeah, no, he's not a personal best here. Is he coming back? There's $1 million. All right, let me set the scene here, Andy. And I know this might be something you're interested in because You've just bought a house.
Oh, give it to me.
And we'll get into that a little bit later. But IKEA's running, you know, IKEA.
Yeah, mate. Although I've never been.
What?
I've never been to IKEA.
Yeah, it's probably, like, I mean, it's very good, but in terms of the pricing, like, come on.
It's cheap, isn't it? I thought IKEA was meant to be, like, cheap and it's all flat packs.
Cut us a bit of slack here.
Is it expensive?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just tight. Furniture is expensive, though.
I've started looking. Yeah. Wow.
To buy new furniture, it's ridiculous.
Why are couches so expensive?
Because you spend so much time there.
I get that. I won't be making the mistake you made in buying a couch on Couch of the Day.
And, yeah.
No, how comfy is that?
But I got it really cheap. And now you're looking at couches and you're thinking to yourself, wow.
You pay a little bit extra and then you get the comfort.
Yeah. IKEA Australia. Now, let me set this up. IKEA Australia offering to buy back old furniture. So if you've bought IKEA furniture,
yep,
they're offering to buy it back at double the standard price in exchange for store credit. So if you bought a chair for $100, they'll buy it back for $200 with store credit.
What?
And you use that store credit for their section of the as-is area. So they have you can't buy new furniture back, but they've got like an as-is where people have returned stuff that they haven't used before.
Hang on. So they're pretty much all the stuff that they're buying back from other people,
yeah,
they're then putting into the same area.
But yeah, and then
and then you can have access to it.
You then have access to it. So they're kind of putting a spin on to say, we want to give furniture a third and fourth life. We've all got those, like, you know, tables or cupboards or drawer sets that we just don't use anymore.
Yeah.
So they're offering a chance for them to buy it back, and then you can go and see something that someone else has returned and give it an extra life.
Now, okay, this is all well and good, but what happens is, because like I said before, it's a lot of flat packs that people are putting together. And sometimes, or a lot of the time, they're not constructed well. So
yeah, you just get to the end and you're like,
yeah, whatever. Yeah,
whatever fits.
Are they going to rebuild it? Or, for example, say you've put a flat pack together. Mm. It goes back to IKEA. Am I buying what you've made?
Yeah, so it's just as is. It's the as is section.
That's dodgy.
Well, you could pull it apart as a bit of a project.
You'd have to.
What I'm thinking, I've taken this a different way.
Okay.
Is it at all possible that there is some sort of treasure map or something that someone at IKEA has accidentally put into one of the flat packs? Because they're trying to get back all of the furniture that they've got out in the universe.
They're freaking out. They're freaking out.
They couldn't think of a way because they're offering double what you paid for
it. Which doesn't make sense.
Double.
Does not make sense.
There has to be a reason that they're bringing stuff back.
It's dodgy.
There is some sort of monetary prize or special part, like a golden screw.
So you're saying
that they've gone away with. I'm saying if you're going to do this, make sure that you completely unpack it and know what you're giving back to them.
Okay.
There's got to be some. I'm suspicious.
Have you got any IKEA furniture?
No.
Oh.
Well, that's why I'm excited about it. Because I want to get the message out there.
Oh, I was hoping we could unscrew all your stuff and see if there's any golden screws.
To be fair, you probably wouldn't have to unscrew anything I've put together because I've cracked it and just got a nail and a hammer and just put it all together.
It's bittersweet. The podcast is done for another week, but it doesn't have to be the end of Andy and Ben. You can go back, listen to a bit of our old stuff. Well, when we say old stuff, no older than 6 weeks, because we like to keep things fresh here.
Yeah.
But before we get out of here for today, let's do this one.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, Thought of the Week comes off the back of your big change this week. You've made the move to no milk coffee, so you've gone long blacks. And I was thinking, is there something that happens in the creation stage of a human being, you know,
early on when it's mummy and daddy.
When there's a bit of, like, maybe there's a 45 degree angle or something happening that determines your food allergies or something like that. Maybe it doesn't go, you know what I mean? Like,
I know
is
what
there
you're
a
saying.
Determination on if it was a different angle or something?
Is there a maybe perfect you're a position?
Different person, to make a human being that will not be allergic to anything.
Now, but I'm not allergic to milk. I love milk, but I'm just...
Plays up with your tummy.
I'm at the age now of 30 where I'm finding certain things might not be agreeing with me.
Starting to fall apart. You can say it. You're starting to fall apart.
30s.
Body's not holding
up. Seriously.
But if mummy and daddy did a different angle, maybe it would hold up a little bit more.
What the hell? Interesting thought of the week.
Playing Scrabble. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Playing letters out.
If they'd played horizontal rather than vertical, yeah. What would have happened? Anyway, make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes drop every Monday at 9 a.m. See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.